All right, episode 6.
It's time for Amsterdam, not Denmark.
Right.
Hey, everyone.
You know, nothing is more true than the title of our podcast this episode, because I fucking hate the Bachelorette contestants this week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them all.
Yeah, I hate them all.
Yeah.
Almost.
Buckle up, guys. It's going to be a really negative episode.
Well, it really was a bumpy ride.
It's true.
For Miss Gabby this week.
It's true.
Because they flip-flop. Last week was, or like every week, it's like Rachel has a bumpy ride and then Gabby.
It's true.
It's sad. Why can't they both just have a good time?
Who are we?
We Hate the Bachelor. A podcast for people who hate The Bachelor, but also secretly love it.
Yeah. You don't even use the term guilty pleasure anymore. Like, I take full pleasure in it, but I hate watch. Hate watch.
Yeah, there's nothing better than hate watching television.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing to do. That's my wonderful, beautiful Jess on the mic. We've got the wonderful, beautiful Joel.
Bam, 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 bam.
Social media queen.
Maven.
Maven. Love Kelly Catrone.
Yeah, me too. You want to be on top?
I know. And, you know, I'm just the loudmouth Thomas who gets to record in his apartment with
Big
his
T.
loud dog, Big T, baby
Big
T.
Big T on the mic.
What a fucking week, you guys. We're in Amsterdam. Did you know the only thing that's famous about Amsterdam is tulips?
Well,
and cheese.
And cheese.
Tulips, cheese, bikes, clogs, and windmills.
I just have a quick question. Is it possible for white people to appropriate other white cultures? Because I felt like it was they love a good stereotype.
Yeah, like if you Google the clip art of what is Amsterdam, we got it all.
The first three Google image search answers.
I think you guys are forgetting that these are Americans.
I know.
We've never forgotten. These are Americans.
I wrote that down a few times in my notes, like, oh yeah, they're American. So we have to remember that this is how they travel.
I know, but it really is like lowest hanging fruit.
I know.
They don't do any culture at all.
No.
Zero.
Well, what are you talking about? They went to the red light district.
Oh my God. No, they went to an abandoned warehouse with red lights inside.
After they were in an abandoned alley dancing with a quartet. Yeah.
And a cyclist behind them.
All right, let's regroup here.
Okay, welcome back. We're on the cruise. You know, we love to open with a nice cruise shot because I believe for Virgin Cruise Lines to provide them the ship, we need probably minimum 20 minutes an episode of visuals of the cruise ship.
Yeah, look how sweet this boat is.
Yeah,
it's such a good boat. Boats, boats, boats.
Boats, boats, boats.
Boats, boats, boats. And if they know anything about us, we love a boat in this house.
We really love boats.
We are
a
boat.
A daddy with a boat, preferably.
I know. Tyler, do you have any boats, Tyler?
The gals, they're sitting at the canal, which I think is really cute. They're
very
sitting
cute.
On the canal. They're wearing fine clothes.
They're wearing
regular
clothes.
It was boring. I was expecting a look from at least one of them.
Yeah.
We got nothing.
Literally.
You're the bachelorettes.
Yeah.
You should always be in a look.
The point is to serve.
Us.
They're joined by JP, and you can tell that they just hate him.
They don't like him at all. They have no connection with him. He is useless.
I love at the end of the episode where he's credited as hosted by Jesse Palmer, and I'm like, host is just such a stretch.
Yeah, generous.
Like, beyond. Like, he shows up, I think he said 4 lines this week.
Yeah, and also, like, the main feature of that conversation was the fact that Gabby was having a visible meltdown, but we didn't know why yet.
And we also didn't really dive in, and he was like, so you look really emotional, and then, are you guys excited for the week? And he would just repeat everything they were saying back to them. Yeah, it is a big week, you know, hometowns, fucking hate. It's unfortunate because he's hot, but just
a robot.
Boring as fuck.
Yeah.
I guess he's hot, but he's just so boring.
Yeah, it's true.
He's so boring looking, too.
He's very generic all around.
Yeah. He looks like a
good butt, though.
Great butt.
Great butt.
Yeah. Redeeming quality.
Yeah.
For sure.
Ideally when he's walking away and not talking.
Yeah. So I think that it's fair to point out that it's hometowns next week. We don't know anything about these men.
Nothing.
Hometowns next week, and I think we've had 2 one-on-ones.
I can't even remember most of their names.
Yeah, like, again, like, normally at this point in the season, there's like 15 guys left and 1 girl. So now we've got a handful of guys left for each of them, and we know nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
It is absurd.
This season is insane.
It's wild. Zach gets the one-to-one with Rachel.
Zach, second one-to-one.
Yeah, and yeah. Ethan and Tyler look at each other and both say, why are we here?
Great question.
On? What's going on?
Like, Zach gets a second, Nate gets a second. There's guys who haven't had one on both sides. It makes no sense.
At that point, they have to know
that they're
going home.
At that point, I'd be like, so I'm packed, by the way.
So now you're just enjoying the rest of your week in Amsterdam.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But not really, because they're not allowed to leave the boat, I'm sure.
Right, only to get whipped.
Tino devastated that he was not the one-on-one, which is a running theme this week.
His first of many meltdowns.
Yeah, for real.
He thinks he's the only one that is there.
Yeah.
And he clearly has, again, not watched the show.
There's always one. And it's usually a front runner.
Yes.
Right? Like, it is usually a front runner. Like, I think back when Caitlin Bristow's season with, who was her winner?
Sean.
Remember he had that, like, full meltdown? It's like.
Well, she did fuck Nick, so that was maybe part of it.
But they fuck everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, some of them do, some of them don't.
Oh, yeah, we're not shaming.
No.
We love it.
No.
So, like, just get together. That's the show.
That is the show.
The guys that can't handle not being the one. Like.
Well, he did say that he recognized his insecurity building because he probably was feeling the feels. So it does make sense, but it is kind of a punk bitch moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, your justification can be correct, but your actions can be incorrect.
Yes.
Like, you're allowed to have feelings, but maybe be an adult about them.
Yeah.
Also, he kind of, like, stormed off at one point, and the other guys made a big deal out of it, and I don't think it was that big of a deal.
No, because I probably would have left, too. Yeah.
Let's regroup.
Yeah.
Nate and Gabby, one-on-one.
Sure, it's happening.
One-on-one is also a generous term.
I would say it's a quick 5 minutes.
A good five-minute walk.
Over a bridge, to a bench. Gabby,
sobs.
Tears. Can't even get words out. And
but tells Nate, don't be scared.
Yeah,
you're
good, you're fine.
but actually, incorrect, I'm
currently dumping you. Like, abruptly.
It's just so sad. Nate, with his little rapid kiss attacks and his cute little face, and he's just so caring, and he just likes her so much.
Now, we did spend a lot of time praising Nate last week. It was a Nate... We were cheering for Nate last week, but that may not have...
Joel has a reveal, everyone.
Just may not have, like...
Aged well.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Because there's been some drama in the media.
Please tell.
Well, I actually didn't read much about it, but apparently he's actually a dirtbag.
He had a girlfriend. I read about it while we were watching.
Nice.
Just,
nice.
You know, just to
market
like catch
research.
Yeah, exactly. I take his podcast very seriously.
Nice, thank you.
He had a girlfriend, and her name was Kelsey. I remember that. And then he was dating her for, like, a while. And then he had another girlfriend that he met on Tinder. And Kelsey didn't even know he had a child.
For like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah. And then she posted all the receipts.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's like screenshots of many conversations.
Good for
long
her. Bring her to BIP.
Yeah.
Bring her. Oh, my God. Yes.
Kelsey, call in.
Yeah.
Call in, Kelsey. Oh, my God. Call in.
So, yes. Nate gets dumped. It's very sad. She does not want to be a mom yet.
I thought it was sad because she said she was like loving him, but it's only because he has a child that she's dumping him, which I think is really sad because I don't know. I guess maybe there was also something else there because I feel like if she really, like, wouldn't you try to get over that insecurity?
I think so. If she felt like he was the one.
The one, yeah.
The child would not be an obstacle.
Yeah.
So clearly, yes, there was probably something else going
on.
But she kind of did blame the entire breakup on the fact that she wasn't ready to be a mom.
Yeah.
Which is fine. And you don't have to be ready to be a mom. And you don't have to want to be a mom. And that's totally fine. But I don't know. It just felt like she did string him along a little bit.
It was confusing.
Yeah.
There must be some stuff we didn't see.
Well, he definitely felt strung along because he was quite blindsided. As the second that conversation started, we saw the side of her face and the full front of
his
face.
And he was like...
He was stunned.
Shocked.
Yeah.
Shook.
Definitely.
So, but it's the right decision if she's not ready to meet his child in several days.
So, and this is where it is, right? It's like, is he being dumped because he has a kid or is he being dumped because I'm not going to marry someone whose kid I don't even know and I've been on two dates with you?
Valid. Second one is valid.
You know, this whole season is like, we are already here and I don't even know them all.
Also, she did buy the kid chocolate last week.
Yeah.
So that must have been confusing for Nate as well, because that really made me feel like she was thinking about it and was giving him a sign that she was maybe ready.
Nailed it.
And the reality was that she was freaking out.
Yeah.
So, sorry, Nate. Daddy Nate. Who was her, by far, her number one connection.
Yes. Like, who does she have left?
Like, I don't, Nipples?
Literally, great question.
Johnny Nipples.
Erich. Who's not ready for a relationship. Erich is totally a fuckboy.
Big hands, Erich.
He's the fuckest boy I've ever seen. Like, I can't even.
The fuckest boy. Yes.
And then, who else?
Jason.
Is she going to end up with Jason? He's dull. He's nice. Dull.
Jason, there's something about him.
Zero
he
killery.
Looks like he, yeah, but also goes to church. You know?
Oh,
like, a lot of serial killers appear one way.
They're like, it couldn't be Jason. He goes to church every Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, he killed 5 people.
And then went to church.
And then went to church
and then
right after.
Prayed it away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just.
That's how it works.
He is like table salt. Like, he's just so boring. I don't know anything about him. Other than he goes to therapy.
Then we pan to the derpiest bro sesh between Nate and, between Logan and Johnny Nips. All about Nate. Talking about, it was obvious, some obvious foreshadowing. That wasn't even foreshadowing because we already knew what was going on. But them talking about how, like, maybe she's not ready to be a mom. And like, A, why are they talking about this?
They
have no business. And they have no information. So they were just kind of staring at each other being idiots.
And how can you speculate on someone else's thoughts inside of their head about their connections? Like, that was what was weird to me.
I didn't like it. And they also don't know her.
Yeah.
No.
Especially Logan.
Like, you just joined the team.
Just joined the team. It makes no sense. I hated it all. It was confusing.
The entire episode, every time Logan came on screen, Jess and I would audibly groan.
Yeah.
Stand up.
That spoiler alert.
Doesn't matter.
Bye.
In the blue ballsiest exit ever, too.
Yeah, they really edged us on the villain edit. And then we got no conclusion.
Dude.
They break up. And then
Gabby has a full meltdown.
Then they walk back across the bridge holding hands.
And kiss.
Make out for a little bit. Then they leave.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because the connection is there.
They really like each other. I don't know. It's, I just wrote, what the fuck?
Good.
Because that was what Nate's face was saying.
Yep.
As someone who, A, has a severe anxiety disorder, and B, you know, like, when your boss is like, hey, can we talk later today? And you're like, well, now it's all I'm going to think about all day. We need to talk right now or get it over with.
I'm the exact same.
If my boss tells me that they want to talk to me, I'm sure, whatever.
Okay, well, someone's
confident. I'll play it cool, but I'm freaking out inside.
Me.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So when she sat down with him and started crying and his face turned and then she said, no, don't be scared. That to me, at first, I was like, oh, thank God. Like, I would have loved that reassurance. But then it would have been fake and I would have actually had a larger meltdown because it would have been, ooh, don't be scared. Just kidding. I'm breaking up with you, but I love you, but I can't love your daughter, but I want you to be around, but I can't decide. My connection with you is really strong and I can't be with you. I would have just jumped into the canal and swam away.
It was like, unfair of her, I think.
AKA, what the fuck?
It was such bullshit. Gabby, I thought I knew you.
But this is the first real breakup we've seen this season, right? Where people actually have feelings for each other.
Well, because they were able to go on a date.
Yeah.
they weren't canceled by Rachel or by COVID.
So, right. Or kicked off because...
because of their cancerous dog, their fake dog cancer. Sorry.
Okay, we gotta move on.
Yeah, we're moving on.
We're going to Ratch and Zatch.
Ratch and Zatch.
Date 2.
Run and mount instead of a run and jump.
Right, yeah.
So different.
Yeah, like it was so like different. A run, collide, lift mount, spider monkey.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I just don't.
I think I prefer the run and jump.
They have an awkward energy together.
He is so awkward.
It's not natural.
No.
Yeah.
I hate it. And I also can't decide if he or Jason is more boring.
Jason.
But is that only because we haven't seen as much of Jason?
I think we've seen all that Jason has to offer.
Okay, fair.
Agree.
So was Zach like the the Kirkland black cracked pepper to the Jason table salt? Like, are they the couple?
Exactly.
On top of the red gingham tablecloth.
Rachel's wearing some pants that give her an interesting...
Thick front.
A nice bunched front crotch.
I don't know how to say it nicely.
Billowy crotch.
Yeah.
We all love it.
Bunchy.
But yeah, it just is bunchy.
Bunchy vagina.
They fit her butt though, so she just walks in front of her date. She's fine.
Maybe she just wanted a roomy pant for the bike.
Well, true.
That she couldn't get on.
That really matters for a man, you know?
Yeah. That's really what they look for.
I mean, as our resident cyclist, you would know.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah. My number one skill.
Also, just put on a bike short. They look cute.
Yeah.
That would have been really cute.
Yeah.
But then the others would have had to blur out the vagina.
Just, oh, right.
Yeah. Just in case there was like
the impression of a labia. Yeah. Oh, too much for the American audience.
The concept of...
How dare a woman have a vagina?
Yes.
She can't even have boobs.
Oh, no. They'll show almost all the boobs.
This is a really boring date. I don't have that many notes.
We got tulips. We got bikes. We got cheese. We got windmills. We got a windmill. We got a hot tub in the tulips.
Yes.
And that's it.
Do we learn anything about him other than at dinner where we see an incredible dress?
Let's move to dinner.
Yeah, nothing happened during the day.
Yes.
Let's discuss in the hot tub.
Oh.
I think that she gave him a handjob. What do you guys think?
100%.
Under the water?
She really does like to stare.
She was giving
into the man's soul.
Googliest eyes at
him. And we didn't see any hands.
We couldn't see
her hand. Both hands were underwater almost the entire time. Yeah.
No? So we can just leave that.
Just put it out there.
Yep. Speculate.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That. Jerking off in the hot tub. In front of the group of production craft services half a kilometer away down the road.
They're like, keep talking, pretend nothing's happening. Yeah.
And every now and then they run over with a bucket of hot water.
To dinner.
I just want to talk about the dress.
Yeah, this deserves a moment.
It's red. Sleeves are poofy, super short. The cut is right. The boobs are right. It's a perfect dress.
It looks so good. And it's perfect for the art gallery.
Yes.
It's perfect.
And it's perfect for a girl who loves to hide her arms.
Yes.
Famously Rachel's favorite thing to do.
You could have elephantitis arms and no one would notice in that dress. It's fashion.
Fashion.
It was very nice. I will, you know what? As someone who hates her, I'll give it to her.
Also, like, come on. Like, the theme of the show is roses.
Love.
Red.
It looked really good.
It was like the perfect bachelorette dress.
It was.
So good.
My only complaint with the look.
Hair.
Is I think her hair should have been up.
Which is hilarious to me.
Into what? Sorry?
A French chignon.
A little chic little chignon. Yeah, I agree. Because it would have been very perfect.
Can we get a stylist on set? Like, fucking hell.
Because the shoulders went up and then the hair kind of like went down and it still looked good.
The earrings were nice.
I'm glad she didn't have a necklace because she didn't need it.
Didn't need it.
Just let the girls breathe.
Yes.
And it wasn't really that. It wasn't a slutty dress. It was just.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
It was everything.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Well done, Rachel.
And I'm sure Zach looked good. I don't remember.
Could not tell you.
We also can't mention the dress without having to bring her down a peg and talk about the worst bathing suit top I've ever seen.
Oh, yes. That's
the hot dress. Hold on really quick, you guys.
So, I know. She highs and lows with our girl Rach.
Bunchy, color-blocked weirdness. Yeah.
It was, the twisty straps. Anyway, we just can't give her too much credit for the dress because the bathing suit top.
Well, it was a good recovery.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Rough dismount, great recovery.
Yes.
Great finish.
So we get Zach telling us about his childhood when he was what?
Oh, I believe the terminology was severely overweight when he was 85 pounds heavier than I am now. I was severely overweight.
So he was like 230.
I nearly flipped the table in front of us.
He was just bulking.
Like, what the fuck? And was this because of a breakup, he said? Because he had two serious relationships. One, the typical high school sweetheart. You know the type. And then the other, sorry, I just don't like Zach at all. And then the other, I don't like any of them. And then, except for Tyler. And then the other one, he said he had one long-term relationship in high school as high school sweetheart.
Yeah, he's 25, remember. So two long-term relationships, grain of salt.
Exactly. And then he said his other one ended in air quotes just over a year ago, which means 6 months.
It means that he broke up with her to come on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were just, no, it means they were just fucking.
Yeah. But apparently it sent him into such a spiral that he was severe. We're going to just really continue the severely overweight, which for someone who was 6'2", you're right. Never broached 260 pounds.
I mean, it is what it is. It's, you know, I think 85 pounds is a lot to gain if it's like a one-time, like you just gain it.
For sure.
So we'll give him that. But I think he does redeem himself when he talks about he went to therapy. He really recommends it. And I think that Rachel's men are a lot more,
in
touch with their emotions.
She was gushing over the therapy talk.
Yeah, because, she was. Because, as someone who unfortunately has to date straight men, I...
And you know what? You're taking a bullet for all of us.
Yes. I mean, I am so brave.
Bless your heart.
You're honestly braver than any U.S. Marine, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. But so it is rare, I think, that straight men will talk so openly about therapy.
I mean, this season more than any other.
Yeah, I think it's this new generation of guys. Like 25-year-olds now are fine talking mental health. They're fine talking about their trauma. They're fine going to therapy and talking about it. Like, it's a new wave.
New wave?
It's not millennials, that's for damn sure.
No, because all of us millennials are still having mental breakdowns in our bedrooms at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. Oh, just me? Oh my God, so sorry. Weird.
I was at work.
Oh, sorry. I mean, I didn't do that at all. What are you talking about?
I was having a mental breakdown at work.
Yeah.
So it's just same
it's a millennial thing, you know?
Same thing, different location.
Just quirky millennial things to do.
And then Zach says he's falling in love with her.
Yes, the first one.
I'm sorry, Zatch.
Yeah, first of all,
Zatch and Ratch.
Zatch and Ratch.
Yeah,
I mean,
Zatch and Ratch.
I think they make a cute couple.
Me too.
How old is Ratch?
26.
Okay. Yeah, she's younger.
So same age.
Yeah, they're same age.
Great. Love that for us.
And they seem the same age. They seem, then they look good together.
They do. Yeah.
I think so.
So boring.
Yeah.
So
I think she's boring.
She is boring, and so is he.
Boring, sweet couple, you know?
Yeah.
They'd probably be very happy together.
Yeah, like missionary, vanilla, but loving it.
But you know what? That's their favorite position.
Lights on sometimes. Lights on a Sunday.
Mm.
Lights on in the living room and they leave the door open so it kind of shines in. It's a little dark though.
And Zatch has just gotten comfortable to take his t-shirt off. you know, still dealing with that aftermath of being severely overweight, you know?
Hey, you know what? This episode did show us some regular looking men's bodies that I think was a good thing. Because normally on the show, we just see like 10-pack abs and like juicy pecs because they are told they're going on The Batch and they work out for 3 months and then they go on the show.
Well, would you not?
I know, but some of them didn't do that this time. And I think that's fine.
They all look
great. They all look great. They're all hot guys.
Except for Logan.
Oh.
Yeah. Well.
He's still here for a bit.
For a bit.
Yeah. For a blip.
For a hot man. Yeah.
For a hot man, you know?
Yeah.
Old Mamont.
That's it for the date. Do you guys have any more notes?
Well, you mean you missed the part where they made out in a piss-soaked alleyway in the back of
String quartet under a bridge, dancing in
Keezy's.
With
and the bikers.
Multiple cyclists behind.
Yeah, it definitely just looked like they were just like somewhere under some bridge that they hosed down.
It
and
was very...
kicked out all the homeless people from the area and they were like, we're filming here. And then there was no decor, no, not even lights, nothing.
No, it was pretty bad.
It was really bad.
It was very Ashton Kutcher's punked angle.
It kind of, it kind of felt like they were like, quartet, play, you, dance and kiss. And that was the date. That was
you,
the,
homeless.
You,
find out. Out somewhere else.
You, kiss, you dance. It felt produced.
You, make some clogs so we can buy them later. Yeah.
Carve some clogs up for us.
But you know what? She's in love. Good for her. Good for her and her boring life.
Listen.
Do we feel like she's in love, falling in love with Zatch?
I do think that she really likes him.
She likes that he said it first.
She loved the affirmation.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because
she got it. She got that affirmation, baby. She's feeling chosen for the first time.
Her attitude has really changed this episode.
Shifted.
She's like, I have some great guys here. They're all here for me. It's
Since when?
I didn't know that.
Oh, it's almost as if the production told you that. After last week telling you that they all were going to leave. So that you got really insecure and then cried and got mad the whole time. Woo, production.
We love a good season of The Bachelorette, ladies and gentlemen.
So, now we move to Gabby time.
She's crying. And she goes to all the men. And it was really giving me sister vibes. vibes.
It really was.
Like, she's like, oh, I need all of you to hold me because I'm so sad that I had to say goodbye to my other boyfriend.
I wanted to be the one to tell you guys that I actually loved him more than all of you guys, but I decided to send him home. And now here we are.
Well, I do like that she went in and was like, I want you guys to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I know you guys have been in the dark all day.
But why? Why did she need to let them know? Because they saw his luggage getting taken away. That's how the show works.
That 19-year-old PA carried that luggage.
I think she definitely didn't need to tell them the reason. But, like, because also, some of these guys are, like, ready to have a family. Right? They're there. Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
But a lot of them talk about it. Or, like, whatever. They talk about that as, like, the next step or whatever. But then... now they're dating someone who, like, doesn't want to have kids right now, which is fine. But maybe that's going to provoke some insecurity in them. I don't know. It was a weird interaction.
I do not know where all these men come from. These 25-year-old men. I'm going to rant for a second.
We're here for you.
And they all want to get married and have kids when I've dated some 40-year-olds who are afraid of commitment.
Famously.
So... what the fuck?
Yeah.
Where are all these men that want to have kids and want to have
commit.
A family? And commit.
I don't know, New Jersey, maybe.
But I'm just not ready. I'm just
Arkansas.
Not ready. Like, but you're 45. When you get, at what point?
What was it? Playa del Rey, California?
At what point? Yeah. Should I move down there? Where is Tyler from?
Oh, God.
I'll go there. But anyway, I don't know. This is, I don't think that she needed to tell them. I was like, that's showbiz, baby. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
I think maybe she just needed to tell them to, because she needed to express it.
She wanted validation from them. Yes. She wanted some kisses and
some hugs. Give me some hugs. I've had a bad day and I made your day bad.
And they line up and it's like, Erich gets to hug her, Jason. And then she goes, who are you? To Spencer?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm Gabby. I don't think we've met
before. I don't think we've met yet, actually.
Yeah, actually, we had that one weird little date that we didn't see any of because Rachel was melting down. So remember that time I gave you one rose once and then we never saw anything about that interaction?
She's like, oh, no, I'm fine. I don't need another drink. Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, who was it? Who was like, oh, yeah, he's a military guy. And I went, oh, he's a military guy?
That's the only fact we've learned about Spencer is that he was in the military. Cool. Good to know. Kind of maybe wish that we learned that about him from him.
Oh, yeah, would have loved to hear anything about him out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Has he said words?
No.
No.
He did call her Gabriella when she sent him home.
And you know what? Couldn't possibly get a bad edit.
No. Well, you'd have to be in the footage to get a bad edit.
He'll be on BIP.
Will he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's definitely a bit candid.
They always throw some randos on there.
Fair.
Right? That we didn't really get to know. And people are like, oh, I'm so excited to see him there. And you're like, really? Who was he?
Technically,
right?
He's top five.
Yeah.
That's far.
That's wild.
Right. Because we're not really at top five, but we are.
It's fucking this. They were like, let's try something new. And it is not working.
Now we go to Gabby's group date.
Oh. You mean the best group date of...
This was pretty fun.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for upon entry, Logan's face is fully unhinged.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
he looks mortified.
He looks insane for most of this episode. Because
yes.
He says he's trying to really show his personality,
yes.
Which I think is that of a crazy person.
Yes.
Well, so. If by trying to show his personality, it's just trying to jump out through his eyeballs.
Yeah.
He's really just trying to make sure she knows he's looking at her.
He's
and
over like, her.
And nobody ran for Gabby.
No.
Not one runner.
Ran
not,
for Gabby.
Not one runner and scooper and mounter.
I don't think that she has... I think
a
all
connection.
Of all of these men that she have are like... too cool, you know,
yeah.
Like they all give me very similar vibes,
yeah.
Of like too cool for school. They don't really care. They know they're on TV
and they're all looking at each other too much.
Yes.
for validation.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't be. They should only be looking at her.
Or
yeah.
If they're going to look at each other, they should just kiss a little.
Just touch tips.
Just,
like,
you know,
just a little bit.
Yeah.
A bit.
Let's compare hand sizes, guys.
Yeah. And then let's hold hands.
Yeah.
Does it feel nice?
Yeah. Oh, does it feel natural?
How's that feel?
Does that feel good?
I like this.
I like this.
So they, oh my God. So they like stroll into this fucking empty warehouse with this silhouetted woman. Whipping
or
a
man.
Whip.
We don't know yet.
Well, revealed later. Whipping a whip. And
a cool whip.
A cool whip. And then they just did. Well, Gabby's in her interview and she goes, we're going to talk about fucking.
Yeah. And then she went on to list a few different ways to say fucking, most of which were bleeped.
Yeah. And then not a single one of them was into it.
No.
And all of
no,
them
I
seem
think
like the
Johnny,
type.
John, That's his John, name, right?
Yeah.
Nipples?
Nips. Yes.
Nips. Yeah. He was into it. He actually was my favorite on the stage.
Me too.
Because he leaned in and was a bit silly, but like you could tell he's down for whatever. But some of them, what's his face? The one that I think is so boring.
Jason.
He won't even answer the questions, which you know.
Is
you
no.
You know.
If a man does not say yes or love going down, they have never done it. They won't do it.
Yeah.
Also, which hot guy who's 25 has not fucked over 10 women?
Thank you.
If you're going on this show.
Yeah.
Please.
Let's not have the body count discussion because
please.
I don't know the answer to mine.
No. This is another place in my notes where I wrote, oh, yes, they're all Americans. So they're all thinking about the Bible constantly.
Oh, my God.
And they can't answer any. Oh,
while
no.
they're fucking over 10 women?
Well, they can't. Well, they can't ask these questions because they're like, oh, but my church group.
I'm a godly man.
I even think
Ezekiel 4:13.
The one question I think was how many times you jerk off.
Yeah.
And they bleeped that. They couldn't even say that on camera. And then the guy didn't answer.
And the question was to Eric, and I really wanted to know the answer so I could think about that later.
Right.
But unfortunately.
I just answer the questions. It's like, do you enjoy going down on a woman? Like,
why can't that be
what's wrong with saying yes?
And why do we need to bleep that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Why can't we say going down on somebody or just oral sex? Why can't we say that on TV?
I don't know. It's.
I don't understand.
Horrifying.
Because godly people have missionary sex with the lights out once a month. To give birth.
Ratch and Zatch.
Ratch and Zatch.
Oh my God.
Vanilla.
Gabby and no one. Because does she end up with anyone? We don't know.
Okay, so here we go. They lay the guys all down in a star shape on the floor.
Touching feet.
They all have, their feet are touching, shirts are off, and then she just walks around and like drips things on them and sprays them with things and
puts whipped cream on their nipples
and pinches their nipples. I don't know. It was chaos. There seemed to be no rhyme or reason. The guys were like, what the fuck's going on? I don't really get this date. It was unhinged at this point.
Bachelor is to sex culture as 50 Shades of Grey is to BDSM culture. They literally, like, it's like a joke.
Yeah, it's like a parody.
Yeah, it's like not genuine or real at all. And it's like what they think is what happens.
But Gabby wants to know about the sex.
Yes.
Yeah, Gabby wants to get railed for sure.
It's a good idea. It's a great idea for a date.
Yes.
See who's willing to like step outside their comfort zone and answer some sexy questions, right? That's the kind of person she wants to end up with because she seems quite adventurous.
I have never once been ashamed to say that I love sucking dick.
Yeah.
I'll say it right now on this podcast.
I mean,
you just did a couple of times.
You know what, Thomas, you're so brave.
Thank you. It's really vulnerable.
You have really been opening up yourself for this podcast.
The journey.
So
week to week.
Do I get the group date rose?
Yes. Thomas, you get my group date rose.
Oh my
Will
God.
You accept this rose?
Like, I don't know. Like, first of all, Johnny fucks. For sure. Erich fucks.
No,
for
sure. I would say that Erich, we know, I would say out of any of these men, he is the biggest
fuckiest boy.
The fuckiest boy.
Yeah.
The fuckiest boy.
Yeah, he wins the award.
Yeah.
So I mean,
Johnny, I think,
yeah.
is a close second, though.
I would say, yeah, that.
But he's quiet. He's sneaky about it.
I just don't think any of these men know how to please a woman.
No, Jason barely lost his virginity last week.
The girl was like, do you go down on women? And they all were like, ugh! Like,
yeah.
Literally looking at each other. I'd be looking at Gabby. I'd be like, yeah, babe.
Yeah.
Looking her straight dead in the
straight
eyes.
Straight in the lab.
And I'd be like,
Hoover. Yeah, babe.
Yeah.
Hoover mouth right here.
Yeah.
You see this, Dyson?
Yeah. What that tongue do? Yeah.
Literally.
Like, they're missing the mark with the fact that the point of the show is to get with the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pulling.
Stop looking at your bras. Get into it.
You guys, it's Aaron and James.
2.0.
Oof. Except there's five of them this time.
Yeah, I know.
And one of them's Logan.
Yeah.
Ew.
Okay, so also then, if like, why would Bachelor have Gabby go on a dominatrix sex date if they're going to bleep the entire thing?
Yeah.
That's not good TV. We didn't learn a thing once again. I don't know.
I feel like there's been sexier dates before. There's been like a tantric date in the past. Wasn't there one last
There's always a season where they're like washing
each
other.
Yeah, there was the tantric yoga with Serena P and James. And
Thank
she
you.
Afterwards was like, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah, she hated it.
And she, that was amazing.
Yeah.
That was the funniest date.
Yeah.
Not, this is not for me.
She left. She just left.
Yeah.
She was like, that's a no from me, actually.
What a Canadian icon.
Oh my God, Serena P, call in.
Call in.
We miss you. How's it going with your grocery store, Joe?
So good.
I
they're
know.
So
they're
together.
So cute.
Can
I live.
I just want to... Just tell him I love him.
I wonder how grocery store Joe feels about Hayden.
About RC Cola?
His like low rent version?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he probably feels pretty
ashamed.
Good about
honestly, he probably got some new followers.
Yeah.
By accident.
Yeah.
They thought it was Hayden.
Yes.
Okay. That, I mean, that's really it for the date because then we go back to the boat and
four
JP
four to five.
Tells her.
Well, hold on. All the guys are around and they go, where's Logan?
Where's
Logan? Producers go, hey guys, where's Logan?
Like, oh yeah,
where's where's fucking Logan?
Where's Logan? He's got COVID.
He got COVID.
Oh my God.
How does one of them, COVID's wild.
Jesse comes, knocks on Gabby's door. She is not happy to open. She opened the door and she was fucking pissed.
She was surprised too. You could tell.
Yeah, she was not a happy camper.
Well, like you said earlier, she just spent 4 hours getting ready.
Yeah, literally.
And she looks great.
And now there's no cocktail party.
Well, Jesse goes.
But they were already all together.
Yeah, I don't get this at all. Like, obviously, I'm a fan of being safe and not spreading the disease. But they were just licking. They've all made out today. Gabby's made out with all of them at some point today. Or at least kissed their bodies.
And she then, kissed Johnny.
And then moved on to the next one and moved on to the next one. So this entire show is a super spreader event. One of them got COVID. Okay. Why I don't understand why they couldn't have a cocktail party that evening.
Also, how often and frequent are they testing?
Every day, I'm sure.
But it has to be multiple times because they would have tested before going to the warehouse.
Yes.
And then what, tested before going back on the boat?
Maybe, because they were with someone who wasn't from their bubble.
So if Logan was in the entire bubble and tested positive, we're not all isolating. Did Logan only take a test and no one else tested?
And then now he's just gone. So like,
but it was very unclear if he was gone. All they said was he has COVID, and they didn't either. JP didn't tell us, or they cut it from the final edit.
Yeah,
which is like we didn't really know that he was gone
until JP told the guys later.
Yeah,
and he also didn't even say anything.
So either he got really sick, or like did something else happen? Like I don't know. Like
what a
it's fishy. Out.
I wanted a fucking climactic
He's
end.
He's the villain.
For him.
And then the villain just is disappeared.
I wanted to see him not get a rose. I wanted to see him standing there sad.
Oh.
You know what, Jess? We were robbed.
We were robbed.
Yeah.
Robbed.
Somewhere in an alternate universe, Erich and Logan had a 2-on-1 and they got in a fist fight.
That is what we want to see.
That's what we deserve.
I miss the days of 2-on-1s.
And in a different alternate universe, Tyler and Erich were on a 2-on-1 and they sent the girls home.
Yeah.
And then they got it on.
Yes.
And there was two of them on one of me.
just in a casual other universe.
Yeah.
Somehow Thomas
the
is
multiverse
there too.
Oh my God. Oh. What I would give. Well, in the alternate universe, I'm the Bachelorette.
Yes.
Of course. This season is messy.
It's so messy.
I could not be more excited for BIP, truly.
Yes.
Can't fuck with that formula.
No.
I'm ready for this.
Well, how could you fuck with the formula? Because Paradise works.
Paradise?
I mean, guess what? They're gonna fuck with the formula. Get ready. They always are trying something new and often it doesn't land.
It's never the right thing.
No, it's not.
Like, how hard is it?
Just stay in your lane.
They gotta keep Batch Nation on their toes.
Do you know what your lane is? Stay in it.
Stay in
your
it.
Your lane is a fucking school zone.
It's the I-5.
Stay in it.
I-5, it's straight.
Yeah.
And long.
Oh my God, good U.S. geography, you guys. Good knowledge.
Yeah,
wow, we're really appealing to our U.S. listeners.
And then when you get to California, you take the 405 to the 102, and you take a left on Woodbridge.
Don't forget about La Cienega.
Yeah.
Fucking Christ. So Gabby just doesn't get a cocktail party post-date, doesn't have any idea who she's bringing to hometowns, and has to just guess.
Correct.
And she's pissed.
And that's all we basically see of Gabby until the rose ceremony.
Yeah.
And then we hard cut to the next day, which is Rachel's group date.
Group date.
Jeez.
This is when they race to her.
Oh, Tino and Tyler
They're
race.
Like shoving each other out of the way.
Roller derby
style. Yeah, love being 4 years old.
Yeah.
Hate it.
But that's what she wants.
Ugh.
They are only giving her what she's... She told them that she wants that.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they are obliging.
And I hate it.
She loves it, though.
What town are we in, everyone?
Edam.
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 Famous for?
Cheese. So more cheese in this old-timey kind of Renaissance Amsterdam courtyard.
Yeah, but I believe you called it colonial Amsterdam.
Colonial Amsterdam. I didn't really know what that meant, but in my mind, they're all wearing bonnets.
Yeah.
And top hats.
Old people's favorite thing to do because they have nothing else to do.
But
then
you
pretend
know what?
To be young.
This date was awesome because
it was great.
We got to see all of their bodies.
Well, hold on. We did. Now, I feel bad. Well, I don't feel bad, but like the guys had no idea what was happening. And the first half of the group date was, let's just fight for Rachel's attention.
Yes. They were all like wandering on the courtyard, pulling her.
Passing her off to each other.
And
like
finding various benches to make out on. While the rest of them just watched. I don't know.
I hate it.
We learned that Ethan is lactose intolerant.
Which is unfortunate.
And also, the only thing we know about him.
Yes. Truly.
He's lactose intolerant. They're on a cheese date. They've been on several milk chocolate dates already. So it's probably not the best for little Ethan.
No.
Hopefully he's got his own bedroom. But, or his own bathroom.
Yeah. They hold some cheese.
They lift some cheese.
Yeah.
And then they lift more and a bit more.
You guys, like, we need to take a minute for me to cool off my loins from staring at Tyler. He is absolutely shredded. He's like yoked.
I think Avon was the hottest one.
Severely disagree, both of you. I
told you my allegiance has changed.
Jessica, you were sliding off the couch when Tyler was on screen earlier.
Does it mean that I don't think he's not
hot? Oh, he's gorgeous. He's gorgeous. Yeah.
But I like, Avon is very manly. And Tyler, his body is manly, but his face is quite boyish.
That's what I love.
And so, but that is your type.
Correct.
That is your type.
Famously.
To a T.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Avon, he does it for me. His hair's growing in a bit, you know.
Avon just didn't have enough chest definition. Tyler had, like, boobies.
Tyler was, I think, the fittest, but he was also out first in the cheese competition.
Yeah, that was weird.
Well, maybe he just did shoulders that
way. He said his hands got cut.
Yeah, his wrist got cut. He did have Band-Aids on them when she came by to check on him. And he looks like he also lifted from the wrong spot on his back. Like, he wasn't using the tops of his shoulders. He was, like, kind of leaning forward.
All right, Jim Queen. Analysis.
Well, I just...
Analysis of a squat here.
Yeah.
Listen, someone's been going to a personal trainer and actually retains information, even though I claim to not.
And also, you love him, so you're going to make up any excuse.
Correct. Yeah. And I'm going to focus and watch him wholeheartedly without even acknowledging anyone else's existence.
But he looked great.
They honestly all look great. I like these guys.
I really only remember, truthfully, I only remember Tyler and Avon.
Bless.
Ethan had a great bod too. I don't know why I wasn't expecting it, but
yeah. But they don't show him on camera.
No,
really.
They don't.
No.
So I loved it. Tino won, I think, because he channeled all of the like rage within him and was like
all
I
the
must,
insecurities.
Yeah,
he
I
channeled
must
right
win.
Into the cheese,
and he is named.
King of cheese?
Yeah.
Cheese King.
Cheese King.
Cheese King Tino.
Which is a pretty cute thing. Then they make out in front of everyone.
I wish there was like a crown and a sash, really.
Of course.
Like a pageant.
A tiara.
Yeah.
A nice red silk sash.
Yeah, like give him an award. He lifted the cheese. Give him some cheese.
Yeah, they did. They gave him that.
Wheel?
The wheel
of Edam. And then... he gets to kiss Rachel in front of everyone, and Tyler is going to turn inside out.
Yeah.
He hated it.
You know, who actually turns inside out after.
What? Spoiler alert.
Tina.
For real.
Yeah.
After their little cocktail party.
We go to the cocktail party, and...
Black dress.
One shoulder. It's a little sparkly. I like it.
I like it too. Poofy sleeves. She's going for sleeves this episode.
It's better than what she's worn in the past.
But I guess she just really does feel like her strongest silhouette is one shoulder.
Which is wrong.
And I don't get it. This, I think all of the dresses she wore today were pretty good. But
it was a good look day for
why
her.
Why so many one shoulder dresses? Why?
I have no idea.
Try another silhouette.
As someone who's never worn a one-shoulder dress,
I
can't tell you.
I don't even know that they made that many.
She's worn all of them now.
Yeah, no, she's worn every single one ever.
fucking wild.
But I do like the dress.
They all
and her hair is up.
Yeah, hair is up.
Hair is up in a pone.
Which is like, it's just, everything is always almost there.
She's yeah. always one
you know?
Off.
Like, because with this dress, she could have had her hair down.
Correct.
Or like
swept to one side on the opposite shoulder.
Yes. But with the red dress, hair up.
Yeah. Or also a chic chignon.
Yes.
Asymmetrical chic chignon.
Ooh.
Oh.
A little low bun to the side, maybe. Ooh. A little, something.
Yeah. Something different.
How about something interesting?
Yes. Yes.
Because she doesn't have any visual interest.
She wears her hair down the same way every single time. Loose barrel curl.
I'm on the same page as you now. I wasn't before because we hadn't seen enough. But I am. I'm here. I've arrived.
Welcome.
I've arrived.
It's just
great to have
you. It's just like
you
said. Like I feel like the hair being down all the time. She does have lovely hair.
Gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
But the hair being down all the time just doesn't give her a lot of like alternative looks. And when you have long hair, you could do anything with your hair.
It's true.
Show me some stuff. Show me a clip.
And she has a lot of it.
Show me a hairband.
She could do like a thick pone. She never did a high pone. Only a low pone.
Oh. Or like what about half up?
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Lots of options.
Just more than one option.
We see none of them.
Realistically.
We see none of them, yeah.
They all take her aside one by one. Avon's first, which is good.
Yeah.
He was first on the during the day, too.
Yes.
He's serious.
Tyler lays it on real thick.
A little too thick.
So thick that I thought she was uncomfortable.
I know.
Like, she was kind of like, but then they made out.
This is a joke for our Canadian listeners, but he laid it on thicker than Tim Hortons lays on a cream cheese in their bagel.
Oh.
Am I right?
Oh my God.
Am I right?
Literally, spilling out the sides.
You're right.
Spilling out the hole.
Yeah.
Spilling out the hole.
Sometimes you have to like take some off.
No, I cannot eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it looked like she wasn't receptive to it at first. And then he just kissed her and he held her in his big arms and she went.
And there was a lot of tongue.
Yeah, there was a lot.
It was passionate. You can tell he really makes love to a woman.
I turned to Jess and I said, he fucks. And then Jess said, but he makes love.
If it was Rachel's guys on the dominatrix date and the question was, do you eat pussy?
Tyler.
They all would have been like, yeah.
Tyler would have been like, dude, I'm fucking deep in there every day.
I do. I believe it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I believe all of those guys can please a woman. It's like the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's weird. Gabby all has the fuckest boys and Rach has all the sensitive boys.
Yeah.
But do sensitive boys like to go down?
Yeah, because they're giving. They're caring.
Oh, of course.
It's about her pleasure.
I want you to feel good.
Yeah.
Then I'll feel good.
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel good because you feel good. Yeah.
We love that for Rach.
We love a generous top. For Rach.
A generous top for Rach. That's what everyone needs.
Tino really goes... Well, Tino is overly... precursor, foreshadowing. Very confident about, I'm bringing the girl home, so they're going to be into you because I said so. It's like how he worded it.
I know.
I also think he laid it on really thick, and she was really receptive. I thought more receptive
than
to Tino than to Tyler.
She likes
Tino. They had the kisses. They had a nice time. I think she gave him all the affirmation in the world, and then I don't think she could give him the rose because she has given him so many.
Maybe, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's been so affirmed the entire time. Got the first impression rose, right? Like, and he's had group date roses before. Like,
yep.
So he didn't get this one. And then he was a what? A baby back bitch.
quote, baby back bitch.
Thanks. I think, was it Ethan who said that?
I believe that'll be the title of the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Baby back bitch. I love that. And it was true. He was bitching out in the corner.
Well, I mean, Tyler got the rose, Rachel left, and then Tina was like, yeah, congrats, man. Got zoomed away. Holding
tantrum in the hallway.
Yeah, holding a pretty low glass of red wine, which we could see from his red wine mouth. This is a joke. Like, what am I supposed to do here? I'm doing everything right. Okay, well, there's also four other men doing it
and
right.
And it's week to week. So just hang
and
in there, bud.
That is the premise of the show.
That's the point of the show. Watch the show, guys.
Like, oh,
jeez.
Yeah.
How is he going to be next week if he's like...
Yeah.
If she's fucking two other guys.
Well,
like,
spoiler alert, we've already seen a hint teaser with his dad's dyed black hair for camera. That was not a just for men choice.
Okay, so right after that, this is when we find out that Logan is just gone.
Yeah.
No explanation. No, like, isn't the quarantine like a couple days now? Like, maybe unless he got really sick. I don't know.
According to the CDC, you can
not quarantine
re-enter
anymore.
After 5 days.
5 days. I mean, but
even
5 days.
Still showing
although 5 days in Bachelor time is 2.5 weeks.
And to be fair, this was filmed a while ago.
Sure.
And now probably, yeah. And if they're on the cruise ship, they probably had U.S. regulations.
And the cruise ships are like, ooh, we've had too much bad PR.
Yeah.
Right. Shut this down.
Shut it down.
He's off the ship right now.
No, he's like locked in the underwater dungeon, like the workers' chambers.
Oh,
he's away.
The brig.
The brig.
All
right.
It's just, and then, okay, so when Tino and Ethan are talking,
yes,
right, the next day, I think.
Let's go, Ethan.
And Ethan
is like,
listen,
you were so rude. And do you, like, Tino has what I would call, like, that the straight man anger face.
Grumpy.
You know, when you see, like, a guy at the bar who's really drunk and is, like, feeling his toxic masculinity, that is the face that Tino had on.
Mm.
And I was like, ooh, not a good look. But
he's a gaslighter.
Yeah.
For sure.
But loved Ethan. Ethan was like, hey, man, that wasn't cool.
Ethan.
Yeah. Little baby back bitch.
What a, like, Ethan, mature. A mature man.
Mature.
A man. He's been
well,
a man.
Able to process his own emotions and deal with them like a true adult and not like a baby back bitch.
Able to remember that he's on a TV show.
Valid.
Yes. So.
Well, also, he's valid, but he's not getting the validation from Rach at this point. And I'm pretty sure he knows his minutes are numbered at this
his
point.
His time is almost up.
The 15 minutes is almost up.
Fleeting, if you
Fleeting,
will.
Very. So once again, no cocktail party.
What
the actual fuck?
Have these women spoken to these men this
season?
Am
I missing something? What is the show?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
We've seen more gal pal time and more time of them crying alone.
And this episode, random, unnecessary little bro downs we don't need.
Yeah.
And then the women are not speaking to these men. Ever.
No, they're not. Did we know anything? I mean, that's what, we don't know shit.
We only know things about the people, like a few of them, Zatch. We know a little bit about Tino.
A little bit.
We know a little bit about
Jason.
Jason.
Johnny.
John. Do we know?
Only the one-on-ones we know a little bit about. Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't know anything about Tyler.
No.
No, just biceps.
Just that he's into her and has biceps and boobies.
He's the one we want to know.
Yeah. But like, is he?
He is for
true.
Me.
We don't even know.
We don't even know. We just like him because
he might have a terrible personality.
He might actually be the worst. We have no idea.
Oh my god, future Bib villain.
Ooh.
Whoa.
I can't imagine.
I don't think so.
He's gonna be there day one on Bib. And,
he's a Dylan Barber type.
Yeah, find the one person, and then they're just gonna be together.
The one blonde girl, and then they're coupling up from day one.
The tiny blonde girl. Yeah.
Because even though
which
he,
one will it be?
Even though he's so in love with Rachel, he's going to go to paradise for someone.
Oh,
for sure.
Of course. And they'll already have been exchanging a few DMs. You know?
At Stagecoach.
Stagecoach.
Fuck. So
we shared a moment at Stagecoach.
Oh my God.
We don't miss you, Blake. So we hit the rose ceremony. We find out that Gabby had the choice to keep all four of them, but she actually chose to only give out three roses.
Because we don't.
She doesn't
not
know the
know
fourth
Spencer.
Contestant.
Spencer is an enigma.
She's never actually met him.
He's handsome. He's been around in the background. We know nothing.
Yeah.
She thinks he's a server on the boat.
Yes.
He's just production who like didn't wear a mask that day.
Excuse me, waiter. Prosecco, please.
Sure, darling.
Fucking wild. Gabby gives out her roses. We don't do one and one anymore. No consistency in this season.
Nope.
No decision made consistently. Gabby gives out all three roses. Erich first, which I love. Then
Jason.
Jason, then Johnny.
And I'm shocked that we're going to meet Johnny's family because they don't have any connection.
Yeah.
He's a bit fun, is what she said. Last week, or whatever, when they had their beer date. And that's it. That's not enough to introduce someone to your family.
And then we're going to be proposed to shortly.
In 3 weeks.
And I don't think we've met anyone.
It's wild.
Truly.
Like Johnny and her have no connection. Yeah. None. He's fun. Cool.
Truly.
Going to marry him in 2 weeks?
Yeah. Then Rachel gives out her roses and I'm sure at first sends Tino into a spiral by calling Avon first.
Yeah, I love
that. And then if it's between Tino and Ethan, I wonder who she's gonna pick. Poor Ethan. Picks Tino. Tino's all of a sudden elated and like is forgot about anything that happened yesterday, which is very Rachel of him.
He's like, oh, stress is gone. That's what he says when he walks in to the guys.
Okay, but I actually feel like Rachel's guys and her, like, have a chance in this.
I agree.
I think she has three guys who are all seem very lovely.
Four.
They're all
four guys, right?
Yeah, she has four.
She has four.
Zach.
Avon.
Tyler.
Tino.
Avon. Tino.
Okay, all four of her guys, sorry, misspoke, did not write down Tyler.
Well.
But they actually seem like nice guys who she has some connections with.
Yeah.
But Gabby's guys, I don't think she has a connection with any of them.
No, because they're all fuckboys. I am so certain of this.
Yeah.
I feel it in my very soul.
They're
I have
the
a very good
boys.
Fuckboy radar.
Yeah, and Gabby needs love. She needs it.
Yes.
She needs a support.
But she
vicious
gave,
cycle, abandonment issues, chooses to go for guys that will also abandon her. It's a vicious cycle.
And the steady dad kicked the curb.
Literally, the only stable thing in her life.
Lord.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe this is not the last we've seen of Nate.
Oh.
Oh.
Also, okay. I have another thought.
I would love
about
to hear
this.
It.
Nate. Sorry, are we done? With the rose ceremony?
Well, all we gotta do left is our
dates. There's usually a point in the season where, like, hot goss about one of the contestants gets released.
Yeah.
And it's usually around the final four.
Yeah.
This year it was Nate.
Yeah.
Right? Do we think that's, like, organic? Or, because I guarantee you that these producers vet the shit out of these guys. They go through every Twitter message they've ever sent. They go through their Instagrams. They know everything about these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they've probably talked to their exes. Like, they go and look for dirt. So do we feel like they intentionally release information? I'm not normally that big of a conspiracy theorist, but this show gets me twisted up.
Jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams. I'm just saying.
I think they wait and then, like, trash somebody every season.
For sure they do.
You know?
I think you're right.
Like Hannah Brown's season. They trashed Jed after he already was chosen. I mean, he was a dick.
Jed
and deserved it.
Awful.
But she didn't deserve that. You know, like, I don't know. There's just, like, every season there's someone who gets dragged through the coals because of something they did on social media. Even, like, Katie's season. Justin was dragged through the mud for making homophobic comments when he was 12. On Twitter, or whatever. You know, it's like, okay.
8 years before, when he was 12.
Yes.
Why, it's almost as if drama begets viewership.
For sure. But, like, so this is just such a play.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
I don't buy that any of this is organic. Like, this shit comes out because they put it out.
Wow, Joel. Joel doesn't believe women.
This has nothing to do with women. Nate getting exposed on Instagram has nothing to do with it.
What you're saying is you think it's all staged.
But
don't believe Nate's ex-girlfriend, then you don't believe women. Just say you don't believe women.
I didn't say I didn't believe it. I believe it. Absolutely. But it's just the timing of everything. Every season just seems a bit too sus.
Everything here is very sus.
Yes.
I mean, reality show hasn't been real since they first started making it. You know what I mean?
That's why we watch.
It's true. Okay, my dog has so many opinions on Gabby's father.
She's pissed about Nate.
She's pissed about Nate.
And I'm pissed about Nate.
Me too.
So am I.
I'm pissed that he's apparently a dirtbag, and I'm pissed at how it all went down.
It's just so funny, because now that Nate's gone, it's literally like, what do we have?
I don't think Gabby even needs to be there anymore.
Erich's big hands.
Oh, do we ever have Erich's
big hands? Is that your Rose of the Week? Again?
No.
Oh, yeah. We need to do that. We're an hour into the podcast. Jess, who is your Rose?
Avon.
Okay, why?
Just for being hot.
You know?
I liked his hotness this episode.
Love.
Yeah, and he didn't bother me.
You know?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's very under the radar in a good way.
But yeah, like, it's like quiet confidence.
Yeah.
So yeah, he gets my rose.
Joel?
I'm going with Ethan.
Ooh.
Even though he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was my favorite today.
He wouldn't be gone if you were there.
Yeah.
You know?
I would have picked him.
Yeah.
I would have picked him.
Bye, Tino.
But I would have been like, bye, baby back bitch.
Cut.
You guys, my rose goes to COVID-19.
The real victor.
The hero of the story. Like,
of the episode. COVID.
Yeah, COVID-19 gets my rose this week.
Absolutely.
And a very secret, speaking of Ethan is my best dressed this week for his post-group date look, which was a beautiful wine-colored suit.
A burgundy
and
suit.
A cream sweater underneath.
Gorgeous.
10 out of 10.
And you know what? It was a It was a sweater with a chain, not a turtleneck.
Correct.
I enjoyed.
But it was a high neck sweater.
Yes, it was a mock turtleneck.
And then obviously Rachel gets her moment for
red
the red
dress. Red dress is my look of the week.
Red dress is the look of the week.
Yeah, it is.
Do we maybe have like a runner-up look of the week?
Yeah, Ethan's red suit.
Oh, I was thinking for the women.
Oh, no, because none of them looked good this week.
Yeah, we didn't even really see Gabby's rose dress.
No.
It was like straight jacket.
And I really liked both. They both had, I think the same like
fur shawl. One in white, one in brown.
Black.
Black.
It looked really nice. And I wanted to see more of it.
Oh, and Rachel's gold rose ceremony dress.
Yes.
It was good.
Honorable mention.
That glow up continues, sort of. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're riding her high to the end here, baby. Because
she now, I think, is the only bachelorette left on the show.
I
know Gabby's still there and I'm still rooting for her. I will always. But yeah. I think Rach is now officially the bachelorette.
Yeah.
Because Gabby's season is over.
What a shame.
Gabby, we'll see you on BIP.
Yeah. I hope you enjoy the sex.
Yes.
In the fantasy suites.
Yeah. Oh,
I hope
it's
good for you.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what's going to be good with Erich and... who's her other?
Johnny.
Thank you.
Nips.
Johnny.
It might not be, though.
I don't know.
Because they look like selfish lovers to me.
You know what? If Erich is a selfish lover, too, and he has big hands, he has a big dick and thinks that that's all he has to do.
Quiet, reserved Jason could be the freak.
But he doesn't go down.
Yeah.
So he can't be that much of a freak.
God.
That's lights off.
These guys.
That's lights off t-shirt on.
These guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Well, you guys, we all thought this was going to be an early one. Here we are an hour in, bitching about our favorite show. Yet again.
You know what? We went on a few tangents this
good.
Week. But you know what? We had to fill in the time with something.
You know, sometimes if the editors don't give us footage to see, we have to create our own footage.
Yeah.
So, but honestly, big shout out to COVID-19 for taking one for all of us, truly. Yeah. Like, that is...
The one time
the
that we've
one,
loved you.
I've never said thank you, COVID-19, anytime before.
So proud.
So fucking brave.
Stole 2.5 years from us, but you gave us a little back.
Yeah, a little back today.
Yeah, valid. True.
Follow us, We Hate the Bachelor, on Instagram, We Hate the Batch on Twitter, and email, We Hate the Bachelor... @gmail.com.
Hit this bitch up. We're here to chat.
We love 5 stars.
We do love 5 stars.
5 stars.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Couldn't tell you another platform to listen to podcasts on.
Google Play.
Nailed it, guys. We fucking got it. So until next time, have a good evening, COVID-19.
Bye.